Welcome, and thank you for standing by. We'd like to inform all participants today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect, and thank you. You may begin.
Thank you very much, Candy. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the Policy and Implementation Work Plan Subteam meeting on the 14th of October 2013. On the call today, we have Cheryl Longlenor and Michael Graham. Amir Sadeh will be joining us shortly. We have apologies from Holly Reich. And from staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Mary Wong, and myself, Michael Peregrin. I'd like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Michael.
Thank you, Marika. Good morning, Cheryl. Good morning, Marika and all, Mary. I was commenting, I think you all heard before we began recording, that I had received the email that Marika sent out with a somewhat revised copy of the mind map. Did you receive that, Cheryl? Did you have a chance?
Yes, and I've just double-checked. It is exactly what's on the screen here.
And I guess I should first apologize for canceling our last phone call. I had something come up with a client, and I actually was on the ground in Austin, Texas, so it was difficult between the client meeting and everything else to get back to the phone. But on my part, it gave me a week to continue cogitating on what I was trying to do with the schedule, and I must say that what you sent out color-coded, perhaps it was the color that did it, has helped me sort of solidify some of my thoughts on what we might put together as a work plan. And, Marika, thank you for that. I will note that there is a full work group meeting later this week on Wednesday and a leadership meeting later today at which I've been asked to give a summary of where we are and where we are going. And I think for that, whatever we come up with by the end of this meeting, Marika, if we could then be sure to share that with the group so that people will have time to take a look at this ahead of time. Basically, what I've done is taken a look.
Sorry, it's me crackling. That's right.
Are you close to an electrical outlet?
That's right. Sorry, I had a crackly line. I apologize, Michael.
I've taken a look at this, and actually in reviewing it, it looks like focusing on the deliverables and then looking at the questions and such will be a good way, I think, to progress, at least to get this into the discussion with the work group as a whole and with leadership. The other thing is leadership has asked if we could try to get them a draft work plan, at least wherever we are, by the 23rd, so that there will be time for the work group to take a look and consider the direction that we're going in prior to the meeting in Buenos Aires. So that's something I have told them we would point towards. I don't know how much we'll be able to give them by that point, but I'd like to be able to give them something somewhat firm. I did have, based on this, a better understanding, I think, of the organization of the deliverables, which I think in part seem to be a little bit bass-ackwards. And that is that certainly I think the first deliverable, the first thing that needs to be looked at is the identification and definition of terms. And that's right up front, which is deliverable zero, which I think probably is something that needs to be done not only within the small group, but within the group as a whole, so that, as we were talking the last time, we are all dealing using the same terms in the same way, and trying to come up with definitions and an understanding that they have the meaning that's agreed to and no other meaning for the purpose of discussion. And I think that's a starting place. But after that, I'm sort of thinking that the order of deliverables might not be might not make as much sense as it did early on. And just to give an example, and if you're looking at this, after the deliverable zero, which is the definitional, which I think is something that can be done and would be an interesting basis for the discussions in Buenos Aires, I think deliverable five is actually the first sort of thing that needs to be approached, and that is a set of principles that would underpin the discussion. It seems to me that that is, if that's not up front, then going through all the other steps, we would reach that stage and be wide open for coming up with a set of principles that would not support what we had done. And it makes sense to me that those principles ought to be developed first and also are things that arise out of both core values, the charter, the staff discussion paper.
Michael, this is Marika.
Yes, Marika.
If I can just get in the queue. If I can maybe comment on the reason why I've actually put it as the last variable, because I think it's indeed, you know, it's an either or both. Maybe it's the same as what we're doing with the working definitions, because the reason why I've actually put it as the last one is maybe to say, because that is a very broad discussion and does have a potential of, you know, dragging us into all kinds of directions as, you know, you're basically trying to ask a little bit like, you know, what is policy, what is implementation, and has, you know, in previous discussions, it has proven very difficult in controlling that conversation in a very productive way. So one of the reasons why I've actually put it at the end is to say, if we've been able to answer the previous questions, we should be able, in a relatively easy way, to abstract from those what we consider the principles that underlie those policy and implementation-related considerations. If you think it's helpful to do it at the start, maybe it should then be framed as what we're kind of doing with the working definitions and saying, look, we'll just use this as a starting point. We're not saying yet that this is, you know, final. These are our final principles, but this is what we're going to use as a guide when we work our way through these other charter questions, and that is something we'll come back to then at the end of the day to really see, having worked our way through all these questions, do the principles that we've identified at the start still match our understanding now that we've come up with the answer to all these questions? So I think that's, you know, why it comes up now in the end. But as you said, maybe it's something as well to consider at the start. But if you do, I think I would suggest or recommend that you take as a kind of, you know, preliminary step where you would come back at the end of the process to really make sure that it still matches with what you've come up with in the meantime, is that may have shifted depending on, you know, where conversations have gone. And if I may add another thing, I think taking into account the upcoming working group discussion, it may be helpful as well taking away from this call some of the concrete questions that you think the sub-team may need guidance on in order indeed to be able to meet that 23rd of October deadline. I think, and this is, for example, the question where it would be good to get some feedback. Do people indeed agree that it should be first or last, or whether indeed it should be both? And I think also the question of, you know, using sub-teams, and I think their consideration to make is, and I think the group would need to be very conscious that, of course, it would be very resource-intensive to run three sub-teams at the same time, not only from a working group perspective, but also from a staff perspective. We may be able to provide, you know, less hands-on support having three groups running at the same time with many calls and a lot of work than if it would be in separate chunks or a bit more divided. So I think those are things as well to consider. But it may be helpful to get some of those concrete questions out to the working group as we submit this document so they can think about it and hopefully provide some feedback on the call on Wednesday.
Well, that makes sense, and also your comment about how easy it is for, you know, a discussion in depth of deliverable five could get get the process off the tracks rather than on the tracks. I like your idea of bringing that up as some general principles and identifying where we find those as an understanding going forward, with the agreement that we would come back to that at the end. As you say, that may be one of those things that changes as we go along and through the process, that the understanding of the group of policy and implementation working together may shift. So a sort of starting place, from what you're saying, I understand you saying use it as sort of a starting place, but not a broad focus on it, and then come back to it as an actual deliverable later on.
Correct. Maybe like have working principles, like what we do with the working definitions, and by the end of the process, we may be able to say, we had the working ones, and now we confirm that these are the final principles or definitions.
Right. Cheryl, you've got your hand up.
Hi, thanks, Michael. Cheryl here. Sorry about the crackly line. I was going to pick up on one point, now I'll pick up on two. I think the concept of working apologize for all that. It's going to be very annoying on the transcript for anyone. It's as loud for me as it is for you, I do apologize. Right. Hopefully it's settled. Right. Where was I? Yes. Picking up on the second point that you were just talking about in terms of working with some strawman definitions or working definitions. I think that's probably a very smart way forward, and I think to propose that to the work group would be very good. It will allow people to not get quite so carried away in finessing things too early on, because that's the other risk. I did want to raise two other points. The first one was on the chat, and I can come back to that if you like, but when you were talking, Marika, about the activities that may indeed run in parallel with the multiple sub-teams, that's something that we have to discuss with, obviously we have to discuss with the committee of the whole, but the trade-off is not only resource, but there is a time benefit of running things in parallel. The more you are able to, from a resource perspective, and that includes obviously the ICANN resources, but also the work group teams themselves. Some may or may not be in a position as members of the work group to contribute to one versus more than one activity, and it might be a benefit for things to be segregated to allow people to have a finger in a number of pies. But the trade-off, of course, is if you can run things in parallel, that usually results in a shorter total time commitment. And I guess that comes back to end game dates as well. So the work group will have to discuss and decide whether or not the running of parallel work teams is going to be of benefit. I must say, running in parallel does not necessarily mean they have to be identically timed. For example, in the ALAC areas, we often run in parallel sub-teams in work groups, but they alternate, which relieves some of the pressure on staff resources. So in that way, if, for example, you were end up running three sub-teams, they would never be meeting under normal circumstances in the same week. In some cases, we run the parallel work teams at a standard work team time and date. So you would have a meeting on the second, the third, and the fourth week of the month. But each of those would be a sub-team meeting, leaving the fourth week of the month for the committee as a whole. So there's a bunch of ways of skinning the cats, I guess, is what I'm suggesting, and we need to discuss that in full. And that does, of course, allow for people to have multiple interests, but also make the resourcing taxing as it could be. I just wanted to make sure that we, what we were also going to do is have a, I'll refer to it as the spreadsheet style, where we have columns as well. That is the approximate date that something has either happened, in which case it's concrete, and probably strike through if we use some of the other templates we looked at, and then the secondary columns describing the activity, some greater details or links to materials in a third column, and a responsibility column as well, because it might be that we should be able to get that together by the 23rd as well as this mind map approach. Thanks for indulging me, Michael. It's a long intervention. I do apologize.
No, thank you, Cheryl. And yeah, I would like to produce by the 23rd, or I suppose reduce this to a chart using that spreadsheet form. If
complimentary, well, yeah.
Yeah, and recognizing at this point that that's going to be the basis for discussion and change. So, yeah, I would like to reduce this to that. And, in fact, that was the direction I was working in and was going to post something yesterday. But then when I got this, I thought, well, okay, one more step before and sort of understanding what the process on some of these things would be to understand what the time requirement might be. And again, this is recognizing that once the subgroups begin work, both schedules, other things like work, and also the demands of discussion so that everyone's voice is heard may well change what we believe would be the schedule for any of these tasks. So as I was putting in the dates, I was focusing more on dates than on the material, and it was driving me up a wall. And also the very problem that you spoke of, Marika, which is trying to understand the resources and how that would work within those groups. And, Marika, you have your hand up again?
Yeah, this is Marika. And you know, thinking on what I was saying before, like putting questions to the working group may help, but maybe at the same time rethinking that again, maybe actually putting forward our suggested approach and then just seeing whether that is something that is acceptable or not may be more effective and get some better feedback than just leaving it very much open. And hearing what Cheryl said and also the concerns I expressed before, one way of considering doing this would be to basically indeed move deliverable 5 up to as deliverable 1, and basically noting that would be a preliminary setting of the principles or working principles, knowing that we would come back to that at the end of the process. Then deliverable, and that will be done by the whole working group, because I think that's something where we do want the whole working group to be involved. And I think currently the deliverable 1 and the 2 to 5, I think, or 2 to 4, those seem to be very suitable in being run by sub-teams. So those could be 2 sub-teams that could run in parallel, but I think we may want to suggest then having those alternate. So to make sure indeed that members of the sub-teams that want to participate in both those initiatives are able to do so, that from a staff perspective we are able to provide sufficient support and be able to participate in those actively and run those 2 in sub-teams. And then at the end, of course, everything will come back to the working group as a whole again. That maybe, if that has support of the group, maybe that is something we could put on the table on Wednesday and say, look, this is what we're thinking. Do you think that makes sense? Does that work? And some may come and say, no, we need to do everything together. And we say, okay, then, well, this is a sequence we then would suggest if we're all doing these in sequence that's easy to pluck out. And I think from that it will then be relatively easy, hopefully, to try and translate that into a draft work plan by the 23rd of October.
Hello, Marika?
Yes?
Oh, hi, it's Michael. I just got back on. I don't know what happened with my...
Oh! I said such
Marika
wonderful
really
things.
Really summed it all up, Michael. Kitty, weren't you?
Did you finish the work?
We're done. So where did you stay on with me, or should I just talk from...
It went off very quickly after you had started talking about the suggested approach. I'm sorry.
All right.
Amir is just joining us, so it would be better if we waited for him to do the review.
Oh, I think Amir is on. See him on the meeting view, and he's on the line. Hi, Amir. So basically what I suggested is that, following what we discussed now, is that we basically move up deliverable 5 to become the deliverable 1, and basically noting that would be the objective of that would be to develop, working principles, and noting that we would come back to those at the end of the process. Then for the current deliverable 1 and the current deliverable 2 to 4, I think those are relatively suited to be run in 2 sub-teams. But I think then we may want to make the suggestions to say, we do recommend that these would be run in sub-teams that would meet on alternate weeks, as this would allow working group members that are interested in participating in both sub-teams to do so, and also it would ensure that staff is able to provide adequate resources and support to those efforts. And then all of that, at the end of the day, of course, would come back to the broader working group for input, and I guess in the work time we would build in regular check-in points and saying, every month or through email, discuss with the chairs and as well the working group as a whole, should they decide that indeed creating 2 sub-teams would be a way to go to decide how that reporting back would flow. But I think having, should there be support from, of course, the sub-team in for that approach, and then as well the broader working group to go down that path, I think it shouldn't hopefully be too difficult to actually translate that then into a concrete work plan by the 23rd of October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least to this extent, I think that's right. So would you repeat again, Marika, which of the deliverables, and I guess use the numbers that you've already got down here, which ones you were saying might be suitable to put together for the subgroups?
I think the deliverable 1, so the process for the policy guidance process, and I think the 2 to 4, which really focus on the framework for implementation, further guidance to the implementation review teams. I think those are I've grouped those together as they're all 2 to 4 are really focused on implementation process. So that could be a sub team, and then the deliverable 1. And then I think then deliverable 5 and deliverable 0, the working definitions, I think those are the ones that should be done by the whole working group at a minimum.
Okay.
Because I think that basically sets out, because deliverable 0, that's really the working definition, so that really defines, I think, how the different, should we go for sub-teams, would define their work. And the same for the principles. I think if we have an overall working group agreement, at least on the working principles, again, that sets the tone for how the sub-teams for the other deliverables will be conducting their work. So hence, I think that's overall working group discussion, while the other ones, I think there may be value in considering doing those through sub-teams, unless, again, the working group believes that it would be more effective to actually do that with the whole group at the same time.
Marika, Cheryl here, it always has to come back to the whole group, obviously. But, I think having a couple of things pulled out and those overarching ones are the natural ones for the committee of the whole to continue and work on a month-by-month basis. And then any of the, as I said before, the use of alternate weeks, for example, in a given month for any sub-team activities is fine. I would be very keen, though, for Wednesday, if we could ask the committee of the whole as well on end date. Michael, I don't know about you, but I found it really, really challenging to work out a reasonable, a humane work plan date-wise, without having a couple of milestone dates sort of to hang things between. And the most important one, of course, is the end game point. You know, when do we plan as a work group to have at least a first draft and then final reporting aspirational date at least to the GNSO Council. So that's probably something that also needs to have a committee of the whole agreement, or am I totally wrong there?
No, I think that's one of the difficulties in looking at this. If you look at it, I think, and this may have been my issue and maybe yours, if you look at it open-ended, you begin putting in dates and aspirations and public comments and such, and it just draws out to forever.
Life's work, yes.
Yeah. but I think that might be a very good question for first leadership, and then to get their thoughts together and then have them bring in Wednesday for the committee as a whole to get that up front. That may be a very good thing too, with the to combine with the definitional question, and it's not working on the particulars, because there's certain stages, as you were going over, that I think any of these is going to have to go through, but rather of trying to say, this is how long we want it to take, and let's see how we would have to schedule within this to reach that point and see if it's realistic. I think that would be a very good question. Also, I put fear of God into all of our work group members in what lies ahead, so that we can actually get it done that way. Marika, do you have any experience of that happening with other work groups, of actually setting up a schedule and an end date, as Cheryl said, and then trying to work within that? That seems to be logical for me and a good way to start.
Yeah, this is Marika, and I think we always need to take into account as well that, you know, a work plan is it's a draft. It's you know, we aim to achieve, and what you see in most working groups, and that's something, you know, you should plan as well, building into your work plan, that you have several points in time where you actually review the work plan and look at, are we still on track? You know, have we gone faster? Have we gone slower? And if so, how do we adjust the rest of the work plan? So building that in, I think, will help as well, because I think, you know, we're looking here at quite a big project, which may take quite some time, unless indeed maybe on some things we immediately discover that people think alike and we can move relatively quickly. So I think, you know, by building that, I think we should maybe set ourselves a target deadline, and it could be, for example, you know, I don't know, Singapore to have the initial report out for public comment and consideration, and then maybe London as the final report deadline. It typically works quite well to have ICANN meetings as a kind of target date, because there's a, you know, very strict cutoff deadline. And I'm trying to build in, indeed, the immediate steps by that, but still noting that, you know, we'll have regular reviews in between that really allow us to adjust as needed, because I think we have to be realistic as well that things may happen through which, you know, things take more time or less time, or at a certain point in time, you know, there may be a desire to say, okay, let's get together for a six-hour meeting on the phone, or maybe even a face-to-face, and then work through some of these things, which may speed up certain parts of the work. So again, I think allowing, you know, setting some milestones or end date, I think is really good, as long as you set yourself up in such a way that you can review it on a regular basis and adjust the work plan as needed.
Absolutely. Michael, it's Cheryl here, if I can just jump in on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more, Marika. I think that is absolutely the way to go. These are, you know, they're frameworks and work plans and guidelines, because they're exactly that. They're aspirational. They're giving you opportunity for setting expectations. They're certainly not, you know, pass or fail dates, although there may indeed be hard stops that are required on some things, and key milestones will frequently be GNSO meetings, because that's, you know, a natural time for the work group to report to the GNSO, and indeed whatever deadlines pre-GNSO meetings documents are required, you know, motions need to be put in by certain dates, etc. And again, GNSO meetings that happen at ICANN meetings are extremely important dates to use. I guess this is where I really wanted to find out, is this going to be, as you just indicated in your example, reporting in aspiration of June 2014 versus a 1, 2, or 3 year commitment for the work plan? Because when it does come to putting in appropriate amounts of time for public comment and knowing that this is a highly contentious issue where we would expect pieces of significant input from various constituencies within the GNSO, let alone comment, which could be classified more, inverted commas, as public from other parts of ICANN, but that also sufficient time is going to have to be given for the details of these inputs in terms of public commentary to be allowed. And when you start putting in, 30 to 45 day blocks in two cycles, fitting anything in between June is already a between now and June is already a challenge. Right? So I think that's where, and I suspect Michael might have been having the same issue as I was, trying to put dates and key points down in a grid form. I really, really would have benefited by knowing, is this likely to be a 24 or 36 month commitment? Thanks.
Right, and I, you know, to a certain extent, I think how long this will take obviously will depend on how well we can put the subgroups together to come back. But I also foresee, as you were saying, with the degree of contentiousness and interest that people have in this, that apart from public comments, I think there will be a demand, and we really do have to plan for making presentations at various of the meetings to allow there to be, discussion, face-to-face discussion with the community. And I think each of those builds in an additional time. I think using subgroups, and I'm not sure if we need two or three. I'll have to think of that to cover the big meat deliverables that we have in the middle here. I think that will save time, but at the same time, it will require their producing studies or documents that are then brought to the group as a whole for it to consider.
Michael, sorry, Cheryl here. I've dropped out of the Adobe room. I'm coming back in. So hypothetically, my hand is up, and I may be jumping in front of Amy. But that's hugely important. What you've just said, I really think that with the something as important as this, yes, we will expect input, but I would love to get a guidance from the leadership as to are there some dates, some aspirational dates at least, that the GNSO Council would like to see, and certainly, something like a initial or draft report by June 2014 makes perfect sense, because you've got that as a reasonable length of time away in front of us, and an ICANN meeting where we know GNSO Council can deliberate on such a report, but it also would give opportunity for the report to be presented, the interim report or initial report to be presented in a workshop for wider community input, because you'll often have to affectively and proactively seek community input as well, even though these things are important. Sometimes everyone else is spread rather thin at the one time you put out your public comment, and you're just not going to get that input. I also wondered whether we were going to follow a certain principle of doing a couple of, in inverted commas, readings of things. So even once, for example, a working definition is has been drafted and work team activities have gone on and deliberations have happened, then that will come back to what I'll call the committee of the whole. It may be that you need to do at least two read-throughs and seek consensus and agreement on whatever edits contributed to that. And that in itself is going to take you 2 and 3 months for each of those activities if you're meeting monthly, or a month and a half if you're meeting fortnightly. So it's those types of issues I'd really like to nut out. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm noting some of these items to bring up in the leadership call just within the work group this afternoon. So thank you very much. That's really helpful. Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. I think you all made very good points because, of course, time will all depend as well, availability of volunteers, how much work people are able to put into some of these items. Indeed, the feedback received from different communities, the need for public input. But maybe to share a little bit with you, the timelines, for example, looking at the PDP and looking at working groups there, the phase of the working group itself, most of them are actually able to deliver an initial report within the one-year time frame. Of course, that sometimes, again, depends on how issues are scoped, how many meetings they have. So I think there, that may be a kind of handle to look and say, look, there. And I think this is an item as well where some work has already been done. Of course, there's a staff discussion paper. I think there's some concrete examples that the working group can look at. And maybe I'm overly optimistic that by, taking some of this out of, the new GTLD conversations that I think have tended to derail this and really distracted people from what we're actually about, but actually moving this into the more theoretical discussion, maybe that will actually really help and make it much easier to talk about this and maybe much more agreement among the different parties to what we're looking at. So again, maybe I'm there being overly optimistic on how this may move forward. So I think in general, I threw out Singapore and London just as, those are some of the milestones that are coming up. But again, there, I think it's really up to you and the broader working group to indeed identify what you would like to be the milestones. And I think anything is possible in that frame. If people say, look, we want to have a final report by London, well, we can set up the work plan in such a way. It may mean, indeed, meeting sometimes two times a week or having two-hour calls, which, some working groups have done as well. It's as well how important this is deemed to be or how eager are people to get this done so we have something in place that, to a certain extent, will determine where you will put the stick in the sand and saying that's where we ideally would like to, be done by. And the rest, of course, then develops around that point in time.
Right, it'll be a question of that, and I think the very important question, as always, is how many people do we have who are willing to take up the pen and then are going to participate in the amendment? Keeping an eye on, I think, any time that we have something that's in draft form, we need to get that out, even if it's being worked on in a subgroup, to the committee as a whole. I think that'll be an important principle of going forward. If we're setting up separate weekends for the working groups, the fact that those should be open to all and should be receiving comments from all, but the participation of all is what would slow things down, on telephone calls and such. I'm thinking, yes, I like having London out there, but realistically, I don't know how much can get done by then. I think a few people, other than staff supporting us and Cheryl and I and now Amr, other people have other things that they are doing. I'm thinking that what I would like to do is to sort of take this mind map, and I have a couple of thoughts, and I think it might be better to put them in writing and send them out to you all to take a look at and comment on,
mm-hmm.
in terms of what would generally be required for each of these subgroups in terms of how they might progress, understanding that, again, that if they have a lot of work that they're doing, they may need more time in some of these different phases. But I see sort of I don't know if it's three or four pages, an initial discussion leading towards a draft or of a study or studies, again, a discussion of that to arrive at a deliverable that's posted for discussion, and then the mechanics of that is probably 45 days from the date you have that out, followed by a discussion of the comments, and that's, again, two or three meetings, leading towards a final report and a response. That would be on each of these deliverables. I think that goes along with what is produced in other groups and the other charts and work plans that I've seen. Cheryl?
Thanks, Michael. I just wanted to jump in as well on that because, yes, I mean, I think that's the proper approach, and I'm very comfortable with that going forward. But I just want to make it really clear, particularly with what Marika was saying and aspirations, for example. Absolutely, I think June we can look at like, at an initial report being up for both council and having had some public discussion by the London meeting. But we need to, I think, be aware on the haste versus outcomes issues here. Because I operate, and Holly and others, we do come from other parts of ICANN. Yes, I have hats in GNSO constituencies, but that's not the norm. Yes, this is a GNSO working group and it is open, but I will guarantee you pounds to peanuts, you will get pressure from other advisory committees, not just the ALAC in this case, unless could even become derailing or interfering unless we give them appropriate and effective opportunities for input at various key points on deliverables and outcomes, because this is not a cross-community working group and it has cross-community interest, I suggest we design the work plan to maximise those opportunities. And that will, I'm afraid, slow it down, because it means you will be using, you know, key dates like ICANN meetings, and you will have to allow Michael not just one set of 30 or 45 days. You're very likely to have things that go longer than that, because if the GAC, for example, is busy, it's not going to turn anything around in that time. It'll deal with it at an ICANN meeting. Thanks.
Right. Good point. And I think in thinking of that, looking at the dates that are getting thrown up, and Amar, I'll get to you in just a sec. I think an initial report for June 14th with the idea that at that time, that might be something that we try to reach out to let the various constituencies or support organizations know where we are with that.
Yep, and actually, you know, pitch it, you know, have time to go and present to GAC and ALAC and, I don't know, ASO if they're interested, right?
Right, and I think, too, in thinking of it in those terms, frankly, we'll always get the last minute, oh, by the way, I don't want but I think that certainly makes a point as much as possible that we want input as a working group. We need input, and if we don't have your input, we still have to get this done. And to let know where we are so that we're, you know, not waiting for someone to bring that input to us, but going out there and trying to bring it in, and, you know, 1 hour presentations or less, you know, to fit in with their meetings, I think would be ideal. Amar, you've got your hand up?
Yeah, thanks, Michael. This is Amar. I listened to the recording for the last call. I'm sorry I didn't make that call. But I have a few comments. First of all, I completely agree with Cheryl on outreach to the different SOs and ACs, not just early in the process, but I think ideally this would be done at several points. But I have another question. regarding possible interdependency of the work of some of the subgroups. I know I also recommended that we divide the work into subteams with this working group, largely because of the size of the task at hand. But I'm wondering, how will the efforts be coordinated if the work is interdependent? Because it seems that a lot of it might be. And if I understood Alan's point correctly during the last call, it's that there is a need to sort of, for the working group to sort of get a holistic view of what the entire process is. And another approach might be a sort of an iterative approach, where you might have to, as the work of the working group moves forward, you might have to revisit some of the work that has already been done and make changes to recommendations or a draft of the initial reports. And if this is the case, I'm wondering how effective or how practical it would be to use subteams on this working group, as opposed to everyone moving forward together on the same page. I'm sorry if this has already been discussed. I was wondering about this and just hoping to get some input. Thanks.
I think those are important questions, and I think although we haven't really addressed the makeup of the subgroups, I think that concern that you have, Amr, which I think is very, very real concern, that in structuring the subgroups, we might be able to, ensure that they're moving together, as you say, with a holistic view, even as they're working within the subgroup, and then bringing that back to the group. We're adding time there, but I think one way of handling that, and I don't know if it's possible, but I think the work group is structured that we could do this, and that's to ensure that each of the subgroups has at least one of the members of the leadership on it.
Yes.
Sort of along with Marika and staff, who have a real good view of the holistic
yes,
what's going on. I think that might help in that way. I think the recognition too that you were making is a lot of the nuts and bolts work can best get done with the subgroup, but then when it comes to the final hashing out of the wording and such, it does have to come back to the group as a whole and get all of those things in, or vice versa. I mean, in some cases, and probably in most cases, to get a sense of the group as a whole, as we're going to do, I don't think you were on when we were discussing, moving this generalized set of principles idea to a preliminary discussion up front, just so that we get everyone somewhat on the same page, and then coming back to it later. I think that sort of large group developing large pictures, but the actual work of drafting, of close review, generally being done by the subgroups, is how we can best use their time. And I find, we could have very interesting and broad discussions within the working group as a whole, but if we have a focused document that someone has drafted and said, hey, how about this, even if it's with the understanding that is going to get trashed and trashed, but it does give us a focus point to come up with all these, which sort of brings me back to the mind map of actually having for a next step a description of what these deliverables are and the form in which they would come about, and maybe including this process. I don't think we can plug in a lot of specific dates on the I'm looking at it as basically four activities. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 activities, yeah, that'll take place over time. but of having that general structure that I was putting out there as something that we would consider this would happen once we start plugging it into the spreadsheet form. And I'm thinking maybe what would be best, and other than trying to figure out how I'm going to pay my income taxes today, I have not a lot to do, of sitting down and trying to put this into that sort of form, which is going to basically block out the questions that sort of underlie these and actually getting to deliverables and the process and putting that together in a chart form, maybe using the spreadsheet without dates, but then also having a wish list sort of chart of dates coming up for when we would reach milestones to be able to make presentations to the GNSO or within ICANN, as we were talking with London, that sort of thing. And if I got those together and got them out by the end of the day today, maybe that would give us all a chance to look at these before, you know, Wednesday or so, and we can share thoughts through email. So thoughts on
Michael,
that?
This is Marika. Do you want me following your email with the thoughts? Would you like me to update the work plan so that maybe in a state to share with the working group on before the meeting on Wednesday?
Are you talking about the mind map of it, or?
Yes.
She's missing the mind map.
I would love to be able to do a mind merge with this. I think we'll want to do that with a couple of changes then within that. And let's just talk about that. So deliverable zero, which is develop working definitions of the main terms, then I think we ought to combine with that and developing a preliminary set of principles, you know, based on the deliverable five down at the bottom. So those two tasks would be happening together, correct?
Agree.
And then, I kept looking at framework for implementation.
This is Marika. So would you like me maybe then as well to color code so it makes it easier for people to read which of the ones we think at this stage may be good to do with the whole working group and which one could possibly be done by the sub-teams? So I can build in the color code and as such.
Yeah, I think that would be good if we can do that. Let's see. I was just trying to think, because at one point I was thinking whether or not the deliverables, if there were three groups rather than two, one being the process, which now that was one that we were thinking that would be the group as a whole, and then the framework for implementation. And I was thinking that actually deliverable one and deliverable three were very more closely related than three was to two. So three is criteria to be used to determine when an action should be addressed by a policy process, when it should be considered implementation. Two, a framework for implementation-related discussions associated with GNSO policy recommendations. So I think I was taking two to be more directed at what implementation should be rather than when is implementation different than policy, how separating them. Whereas three I saw more as being related to making that determination, when is something policy or implementation.
If I can maybe add to that, because I think the deliverable three, I think that is basically when you look back to the staff discussion paper, I think you'll actually see where that question comes in. And it's more when you're actually in implementation and you then say, okay, we have an issue here now, which is the appropriate process? Well, deliverable one, our current deliverable one, is really at that starting point when the GNSO starts working on something and says, okay, so do we need a PDP or do we need something different? So I think that's why they appear here in this combination.
Okay. That would be tossing it back upstream fairly far, though, wouldn't it? Because it got to the implementation stage and then decided that that needed to go back to a PDP.
Right, exactly. It's basically the kind of question. And if you look at the staff framework, you'll see then that we've proposed this kind of framework that could be used when you're dealing with implementation-related issues, but there's as well at some point a kind of triggering where you say, okay, what happens if at a certain point in there you actually realize that it's no longer just implementation, but you really have a policy question at hand. So how do you, what criteria do you make for that step? So when do you say that something is actually a policy issue and when is it an implementation issue? So basically it's that kind of, and again, it may be one of those questions where it's going to be really hard to draw a line because it will all depend on often the issue at stake, where people stand. So I guess it's a more theoretical kind of discussion. Can we define some kind of criteria that would indeed help whoever is involved in that process determine whether indeed it should be policy or implementation? And again, I think that links, for example, also with the implementation and review teams. So I think as the process currently works, that something is adopted as a policy recommendation, it moves into implementation. You have an implementation review team that works together with staff. So staff may bring back certain questions or issues to this implementation review team. And the question is then, how or when does that implementation review team make a determination that something is no longer within their remit to address, but actually needs to go back to the GNSO Council to determine whether indeed it requires a new PDP or whether it would require another kind of process to conduct or provide an answer to. I think that's how, at least from my perspective, how I envision that cycle and where this specific question comes in.
Okay.
That almost matches 3 and 4 more closely than I had them done. I tended to have 4 as standalone, but what you've just outlined is making me rethink that.
Yeah, I had that as well, Cheryl. I had reversed a little bit, but I understand now where you're coming from on 3, so I can see how that relates to 2.
Yeah.
I guess as to 4, what you're saying, I sort of agree with you, Cheryl, but now what I'm thinking is perhaps 4 is actually divisible. 1 is how it should work, within that framework, but then also there's almost a separate idea of setting up of what it should be, and that would actually be part of the first deliverable, the process for developing
the definition.
See, and then, well, not all the way to the definition. I guess to what we have down is deliverable 1 on the mind map of going back to this developing GTLD policy, the process, which would somehow also be how that implementation review teams are expected to function. It's sort of splitting up 4 into 2 things, 1 where it's very closely related to 2 and 3, and the other where it's actually defined as part of that setting up what the process for developing GTLD policy would be, which has to, as far as I can see, and from this discussion, it has to include implementation as a part of the policy, greater or lesser amount. So I think we can go ahead then with the way this is set up, with 2, 3, and 4 being together, maybe have to... Yeah, for now, and think about how 4, perhaps there needs to be a reference to that same subject in deliverable 1. And, okay, so the point that I raised, Marika, I accept your explanation. That makes total sense. I think what I should do, if you could sort of work on from the mind map direction, Marika, and as you're saying, maybe color coding it and putting these together. And perhaps what we could do for the sake of discussion, I don't know if we can take out some of the questions and such at this point, so that at least for leadership, let's leave them in for leadership, and I'll raise that question, whether or not we should also have this as broken out with those off of the table so that we're focusing on the deliverables.
This is Marika. One reason why you may want to keep in the question is just to show, indeed, that some of the things we've added in addition to what was there in the charter, and also maybe to encourage the working group that if they see any additional things that would need to be covered, you know, now would be the moment to let the SOC team know so those can be incorporated into the work plan.
Right.
It gets to be a living document that way. These are not lockout. Their opportunities to hang on as needs be additional points.
Right. And there is a little bit of redundancy in there. If you question this. Will you have time to be able to prepare that before leadership today, Marika?
That may be hard because I'm actually going to be in transit for the next couple of hours. But I can do my best, and if not, it will be shortly thereafter. I think the leadership is on this mailing list as well, so they'll have this version. So maybe in the call, you can just know that we're making some small tweaks to that, and are able to share that with them shortly if I don't get it before the call.
Right, and I will try and get my spreadsheet. A draft of that put together for that discussion as well.
Michael, with the spreadsheet, it would be reasonable, I'd have thought, at this stage to simply say, between date, insert date, and, exit, insert date for exit, beginnings and ends, questions and deliverables will be split into committee of the whole activities and sub-team activities and run between this time and this time. And we don't actually have to then get down to the, is it going to be, one or two or however many sub-teams, do you know what I mean? At this point, we can have it at that macro level, I think.
Okay, I can try and macro it. And what I'll do is send it around to everyone. I'm not looking for it to be revised today, but if you could take a look at it then and maybe send back an email or revisions, either way that you want to do it,
Yes, Michael, if it can be in a spreadsheet form, my answer to that is yes, because I'm travelling as of 7 hours' time. I'll either be in Australian or international internet governance meetings, and I'll be between those in planes. So it helps if it's in a format that I can operate off phone or tablet rather than anything else. So if it's spreadsheet, easy to read and just respond, that's fine. Just to let you know where the spreadsheet I was fiddling around with, I had followed along the template example, so I had already put in completed dates. So things like the charter work group having met and leadership being approved at GNSA council meetings and that sort of thing. I don't think we need to get too carried away for the 23rd with those and the accuracy, but I do think they do need to belong in the eventual outcome.
Right, and I think what you were getting at, correct me if I'm wrong, I can point out to Singapore and London and say we want to have certain things done
absolutely.
By those points. Okay.
Hell yeah. And to be honest, whack Los Angeles in there as well. Yeah, which is pretty much 12 months out from where we are today.
Oh, is that the next one after London?
Correct.
Okay. I will include that in here. So I think that will be a good basis for it. And again, what we were looking for from our group for Buenos Aires was a sufficient proposed plan that it could be hacked apart at Buenos Aires. No, I handle that by phone, I think. So I think that's good. Anything else that we need to handle right now? We're a little bit over time. Great. Well, I will get to that, and Marika, I'll look for later today. See if you're able to do some of this, and if not, I think certainly this mind map is good for the leadership to discuss.
Okay. Great.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate it. Bye, Mayor.
Thank you very much, Candy. We now stop the recordings.